And with that, we are moving to item number five, staff introductions. I believe, Director Kirschman, you'll be leading the first one.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry, it feels a little weird now pushing the button to the microphone. So, honored and pleasure to introduce one new staff member to the Division of Wildlife. And I believe he was going to try to join the call from up in the Mobridge area. I'm Brennan Haynes. And Brennan came on to our agency. He was hired on as a habitat conservation technician out of our Mobridge office. Originally from Edgemont, South Dakota, attended Custer High School, went to Chadron State, and received a bachelor's degree in rangeland management with an option of rangeland wildlife management. Actually served as an intern position. We were talking a little bit this morning about interns. Served as an intern in our Western South Dakota region, Region 1 out of that Rapid City office for multiple years while in college and also working on a cow-calf and sheep ranch out of Harrison, Nebraska. Brennan's hobbies include hunting, fishing, hiking, and being involved in all local livestock operations. So perfect fit to what we do as an agency, especially on our habitat side, has a high interest in habitat, understands the agricultural side of things and the ranching and farming. Again, just a great fit to our habitat crew. So please join me in welcoming Brennan Haynes in our Mobridge office.
Very good. Welcome to TNGFMP, Brennan. And with that, we'll move to Director Van Meteren, who I believe has a couple of new staff members.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Rowling. I invited a friend to come up here and help me. Not often do we get a introduction here, but this is Dayton Gooder. Dayton is our newest Dayton started his job. Okay, we're always on the mic. Dayton started his job January 26th, so at the end of January. He's been on it for just a little over a month now. We're very excited to have Jay Dayton, join us as the new district supervisor out at Oahe Downstream, and that includes Spring Creek Recreation Area as well. Jason brings a wealth of knowledge to this position. He came by the way of Laramie, Wyoming, where he was a graduate from University of Wyoming with a natural resource BS in range land and watershed management. This is where the story gets a little interesting with Jason. For the last 8 years, Dayton has held a leadership role in operations and executive management of the Snowy Range resorts with the properties west of Laramie, Wyoming and Bryce Canyon, Utah. Dayton worked in every capacity at the resort's hospitality services. It's amazing when we did his interview. This is the different things he's been involved in. If you got a snowmobile, he can fix that. just everything. Eventually taking on the role of director of operations and most recently the executive vice president. I'm not sure I've ever hired an executive vice president before, but it's the first for everything. Dayton was responsible for the oversight of up to 37 staff, the bar and restaurant operations, motel, cabin, lodging amenities, providing sponsored events for these resort facilities. Dayton also has had internships with Custer State Park and the Iowa State Park system prior to his service with the Snowy Range Resorts. We are happy to have him on our team. Dayton moves to Pier in Fort Pier with his wife, Jaden, of 2 years and their dogs. Just looking forward to great upland hunting and what the area possesses and anxious to experience life on the river here in Pier. And I would say probably a different pace to life, too.
Yeah, a little bit different for sure.
Yeah, he was in a very intense job there. Dayton, the reason I called him Jason, his father, Jason, works for us out at Custer State Park. He's our natural resource and operations manager. So one of the things we always tell all our staff is you get an extra gold star if you can recruit one of your kids to work. So anyway, welcome aboard, Dayton.
Yeah, thank you, guys. The state's got a great department here, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So
welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
You bet. I also have one other new employee that I want to talk about. Joe Gallier is our new park technician out at Angostura Recreation Area. Joe has a degree in mining engineering from South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. He has experience working in the coal and mining industry in Wyoming, an operator for Simons and Pete Lean and Sons, and working as a mine safety and health inspector. Joe started at Angostura on the same day, January 26th, and loves the variety of work the job offers. If you don't like variety in the parks business, you better not take the job because you deal with them. Joe resides in the Hot Springs area with his wife, Sandra, and their four young children. Joe is involved in youth sports and a variety of outdoor activities, including camping, canoeing, and bicycling. Joe is enjoying a job where he can come home at nights and spend time with his family. So, you know, a lot of times it's that. It's just the pace of life, the variety in our jobs that draw people. So we're excited to have both these guys on.
Very good.
All right. Thank you,
Director, and welcome to Joe.